Community Connections at CKMS. Local sounds, thoughts, passions, and success. Celebrate local. Your neighbor's got a story to tell. Community Connections at CKMS.
Happy Friday, Waterloo Region. It is the 23rd of September, 2022. Got a show for you today with a new show that we're putting on, host from a new show that we're putting on Sundays at noon called Can Youth Vote Matter? Can Minority Vote Matter? With Ayla, and Abdullah Riemann. So we'll have those folks on the air in just a few minutes, but we're going to start off with a new tune by Luc Lemans called Can't Lose Again. Luc Lemans, who wrote to us on our webpage saying that he had some music to donate to the radio station, and that was it. Called Can't Lose Again, and tells the tale of a chronically unlucky gambler as he bets his very last dime. But can he finally win? Luc Lemans is from Vancouver, from British Columbia at any rate, and hope to have him on the show as an interview at some point. I hope to have everybody that plays music on the show in an interview at some point. And for an interview today, we have Ayla Riemann, Abdullah Riemann, and Ayla Riemann, who are going to be doing a show on Sunday starting at, 25th of September, this coming Sunday. Mm-hmm. It'll be on at noon to 12:30. They'll be interviewing local municipal candidates for the election. I think Ala would like to tell us a little bit about that. Ala?
Hello, everyone. I'm Ala Rahman.
And I am Abdullah.
And you are listening to the youngest Canadian radio show hosts, only on CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. First, we'd like to acknowledge that we are here on the traditional territory of the Haudenosaunee, Anishinaabe, Ottawandarn, and Neutral Peoples. Thank you to all the listeners for tuning in, and we are really, really excited to start on Sunday on hashtag CanYouthVoteMatter and hashtag CanMinorityVoteMatter awareness campaign. Listeners, our radio station needs your support. We're a community channel and we're a nonprofit, and we're looking to buy new equipment. Just go to radiowaterloo.ca to donate. For our awareness campaign and radio show, youth and minorities can learn firsthand what steps are involved in the election process, how they can become a part of a political campaign or a cause that they believe in, and youth and minorities will also know what motivates their political candidates and activists to do what they're doing, and what sacrifices they have to make to do what they're doing. My radio show will show youth and minorities how they can make themselves heard and have their issues get the priority that they deserve.
Thank you, Ala. What was it that made you want to do this? What is the motivation behind coming into a radio station and interviewing municipal candidates?
I have always been interested in politics. We used to live in Toronto, and when we were in Toronto, my mother ran for the elections for the first time. And when I was there, we went door to door with her, we went campaigning with her, we handed out flyers, and that's what really sparked my love for politics, the way that it can spark change, the potential it has for change, and the idea of being able to go out and ask and actually have a chance to make a change on the things that you believe in. And so the thing was, when I was going campaigning with my mother, I would often see minorities saying, it's just one vote, it doesn't matter, which on one hand, if it's just one person, you sort of say, oh, it doesn't really matter. But when you count that up and say, okay, now a group is coming out and they're thinking that their vote does not count, it doesn't matter, well, then you see a problem. And we can also see that youth aren't coming out to vote as much as seniors, adults. And that's why we really have to promote that everyone's vote does matter, and when you vote, you have the opportunity to make a change.
And have you noticed that you've had an effect on people? Have you seen a bigger voter turnout for youth and for minorities?
Now, I can't say myself that I am the cause for more of a voter turnout, but we can see that, especially with the chance of online voting, youth are starting to pay more attention towards voting, and youth are starting to see, you know what, my vote can have an impact. Of course, it's not as much numbers as we'd like to see, and I'd hope for this municipal elections more people come out, but I would say that, you know what, in municipally at least, we have had a little bit of an impact reaching out to people, and we want to keep reaching out and telling people that their vote does matter.
I think that municipal turnout has been really terrible. Yeah. Like, 28-30%, something like that, of eligible voters only come out to vote, and if the last provincial election is any indication, and with a 43% voter turnout, I'm not really too hopeful that we'll get good representation from the voters in the upcoming municipal election. So do your best. Get voters to come out, you know, minority votes, youth vote, and even the senior and you know, middle of the road vote. Everybody needs to come out and cast their ballot.
Absolutely.
How about you, Abdullah? What brought you into this?
The thing that brought me into this is probably just my sister. Her love for politics inspired me to just follow her and help her out with this.
Yeah, and you've built a passion for it yourself?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, yeah. And how about you, Ayla?
It's really just the same thing. My sister, she's inspired all of us, and she's really just the best.
I think you might be right about that. Excellent. And are you guys going out and campaigning for particular candidates as well?
We are not affiliated with anyone. So, no, we're not campaigning with anyone. But, we just want more people to come out and get more of an understanding of the people in their area, because it's almost a civil responsibility to vote, because that's what I believe in, that it's really, really important that you know who's running, what their policies are, because that impacts your day-to-day life. So my real thing is just letting people know who's there, who they can vote for. And yeah, we're nonpartisan. We don't have any particular.
Good. Having some neutrality on the show is an excellent idea. Who are you targeting for guests on the show?
We want to get people from all demographics. We want people of minorities. We want people of different genders. Currently, the people we have planned are from many different minorities, and we have two candidates who are male and two candidates who are female. So, yeah.
So your run is only for about 5 weeks, right? You've only got until October 23rd, I guess, which is the Sunday before the election on Monday the 24th. And so it's a bit limiting in how much you can actually cover for that. If you ever feel like stepping up the pace a little bit and, you know, doing a daily show, you know, half an hour every day to interview a candidate, the station has done that in the past. It's a lot of work. And I don't want to impose that on you, but, you know, the opportunity is there. If any of the listeners out there want to host a radio show and you've got some interest in politics, you could really use your assistance. You'll make time on the schedule for any sort of municipal interview show. All right, let's return to a little bit of music. And we'll be back with Alaa, Ayla, and Abdullah in just a little bit. Got Kailaf Souza with Coldest Nights. That came out fairly recently as well.
I'm still with the never been without it. Coldest nights up in the winter. My mama raised me nice, but I turned up into a sinner. But what the f*** you call it when I've been copping up dinner? Putting food up on the table, I'm calling myself a winner. That's for real. I've been practicing breaching contracts for when I get a deal. I've been practicing stealing, cause I know that I've been a steal. I've been practicing being real, cause I only keep it real. Saying that you want steam, you don't know how I feel. Ay, they tell me pop a pill and take the pain away. Drink until you fade and take you to a better day. Legacy is legacy, that shit is here to stay. You can fake it till you make it, but for skill you gotta pay. Yeah, you gotta pay. Many cold nights, any season when the sky's gray. I ain't never cap, you can see it right inside my face. I ain't say it's right or it's wrong, but it's gotta change. Chandelier, how the homie hangs, no one better. It's like a know how the homie bangs. Hit a quick 180, how I rearrange. Aiming down the range with the gang. We gon' scramble brains. No breakfast like scrambled eggs. Breaking ankles and hearts, give them scrambled legs. Play your part, play it cool, homie, never beg. Unless you talking up to God, never say my name. Hey. The coldest nights up in the winter. My mama raised me nice, but I turned up into a sinner. But what the f*** you call it when I've been copping up dinner? Putting food up on the table, I'm calling myself a winner. That's for real. I've been practicing breaching contracts for when I get a deal. I've been practicing stealing, cause I know that I've been a steal. I've been practicing being real, cause I only keep it real. Saying that you want to stay, don't know how I feel. Hey, tell me pop, feel it, take the pain away. Drink until you fade it, take it to a better day. Legacy is legacy, yeah, shit, here stay. You can be a team, nigga, with a skill you gotta pay. Yeah, so is it.
Kailaf Souza from KW. Just looking up his Instagram account now, if there's anything to see in there. Not a great deal of text, so I can't really tell you much about Kailaf. We'll have to have him into the studio at some point as well. And ask him where he gets his music from. We do have in the studio at the moment, Alaa and Ayla and Abdullah Rehman. Hello, everybody. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about yourselves. And, your political interests are great to hear about. But you've got lives outside of politics, I'm sure you do. Abdullah, what do you do outside of politics?
Currently, I'm a high school student in grade 10, so I do school, obviously. And I am part of various groups and clubs that I like to attend.
Mm-hmm. What school do you go to?
I attend Cameron Heights.
Cameron Heights, that's right, close to here.
Yes.
Excellent. They have a radio program, a radio station at the school?
No, not currently, I do not think.
Okay, something for you to start up.
Yes.
Yeah. How about you, Ayla?
I am currently in grade 7, and so I really like singing, so we always do that after school. And, yeah, I go to Stanley Park. And
Stanley Park, okay, that's not far away from here either. Well, I guess everybody's from Kitchenettes. What community radio is all about is having people from the community come into the station and bring the community out to everybody else. And you, Alaa, how about you?
I also attend Cameron Heights. I'm in grade 11 for extracurriculars. Of course, we're all musicians. We love to sing. Currently, we're thinking of doing something for Remembrance Day, so that might happen soon. Other than that, we do a couple of martial arts. Right now we focus on Kali, which is a Filipino martial art, and that is a really good stress reliever. We also make video games. Typically we make them on different political issues. Right now we don't have a specific one in mind, but we're just working on our video game skills, getting up to date, and I love to write as well. I'm thinking of joining my school's newspaper club, as well as, at the moment, I'm the youth representative for the Anti-Racism Advisory Working Group of Waterloo Region, and I've recently started a position as the Anti-Racism Advisory Working Group's representative for the Health Equity Committee for Kitchener-Waterloo, which is really exciting to me since I both love medicine and I love politics too. Mm-hmm. And so I would love to go into some kind of medical political career in my life. That is something that's really exciting to me. So I'm so happy to start up that opportunity. My brother also recently started in a committee for, I think it's the KW Developmental Committee.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really about developing the downtown core so that it's nicer and more inclusive for the following generation.
Yeah. A lot of development happening downtown, mostly condominiums and residential, I think, but mm-hmm. I think we'd use a little bit of streetification out there, you know, something to make it more appealing to just sit at the sidewalk and, you know, have a coffee with your friends, that kind of thing. And I think Ayla is an author. You've published a book, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, what was the book about? What's it called?
It's called Snake Goes Crazy.
What's it about?
It's about friendship and, yeah, I really wrote it, like, to support my parents in 2019 when it was, like, mid-COVID, so mm-hmm. I wrote that.
Wow. It's published where? Is it available online?
It's on Amazon. We also have other, like, comics, too. One of them is called The Space Force Saves the Moon. It's about a story where the children are separated from their parents and taken to the moon and how they are reunited. Then our second comic is Trevor versus the Heart of Doom, a story of how the parents of Trevor are kidnapped and then how Trevor uses the power of real Canadian milk to save them. Our third comic is Pamper League versus the Diabolical Diapers, a story of how Super Baby Pacifier Boy and Pamper Girl fight off Diabolical Diaper and his henchmen. And then the fourth one is The Perils of the Duguinas, the story of how man and nature can survive in harmony. And so we really wrote all of these books, like, about, like, games and stuff.
Cool, yeah. Really cool. One of the things that we're missing here on the radio station is spoken word programming. You know, if we could get some authors into the studio and read their books on the air, you know, you get a little bit of promotion out of that. Listeners would get to hear the stories and possibly be persuaded to go out and buy the books. And then you get another radio show out of the deal as well, so everybody wins. That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. You all into music? You said you were doing something in music as well, Abdullah?
Yes. We are right now a part of a guitar club. So we are playing guitar and practicing how to play the guitar.
Hmm. Okay.
We also make songs at home just for fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much it.
Music making should be fun, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And as you can tell, I've had a couple of new artists on the radio station as well, so... If you've got anything that you've got recorded, you know, and that just doesn't go just for the Riemanns here, but anybody who's out there listening, if you've got music that you've recorded and you'd like to get it on the radio, send it to us at office@radiowaterloo.ca. We'll get it on the air for you. Let's listen to something else. We've got lots of KW content music in our library. So here's something called Corner of Lincoln. Two artists, Lethal Pandemic, who's from KW, and Hypnotic Mirage, who's actually from Sweden. They're brothers. And they sent us Corner of Lincoln a few weeks ago, and we'll play that for you now. We'll be right back.
Well, we just want to thank you again, Bob, for coming in, helping us out. And we are really, really looking forward to our show on Sunday. So, what projects have you
got lined up for Sunday? Who's your guest on Sunday?
We've got Narayan Dutsukram, who is running for, let me just make sure, he is running for the regional chair for Waterloo Region.
Aha, okay. There's, what, four candidates for regional chair?
I believe so, yeah.
So there's the incumbent, Karen Redman.
Mm-hmm.
We have CKMS's own Narayan Dutsukram,
mm-hmm.
who has a show, who used to have a show on the station. You can't have a show on the air while he's running as a candidate. But he usually runs the Let's Chit Chat with Narayan Dutt, and then mm-hmm. even somebody, can't remember who the fourth candidate is. And then you've got your guest.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you get a hold of these people? How do you convince them to come on the radio?
Well, it is a lot of emailing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad now that I have a bit of a presence within Kitchener-Waterloo, and you know what? Since that fateful day that we first saw the booth in the city square for CKMS 102.7, uh-huh. we've gotten really, really good at asking people to come to the show. In fact, we've gotten a lot of people say yes after just one email. And so I think it's more that we've known Narayan Dutt for a couple of years. We were first on his show before he was on ours. And so, yeah.
Okay.
So we have quite of a history with Narayan. And so we're glad to be able to see him again on the show. And as for other candidates, there are people who I've met through my work with the city or people who, you know what, it's become really easy to just find someone's contacts as people who are running and like on the City of Kitchener website and take that information and just ask them, hey, I have a radio show on the importance of the minority vote. Here are some questions I'll ask you. Are you interested in coming? And most of the time they do say yes, which I'm very glad and eager to see.
Good, yeah. That's great to hear, because you know, getting the candidates engaged in the community is as important as getting the voters engaged.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the most important thing for a candidate is to be able to actually like be able to speak to their voters.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are a candidate who's not actually speaking to your voters, you've already lost the race.
Right.
You need to be talking to your voters.
So you've got a regional chair candidate.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some school trustee candidates coming in as well.
Yes, we do.
Who would that be?
We have Maydith Radlin.
Yeah.
She'll be coming in on the 16th, I believe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have your list of guests?
Yes, we have all of them planned. We have one slot that we haven't yet filled, but we are waiting on that person.
Okay. So you've already got a tentative guest for that. So we shouldn't encourage everybody to call you to get on the show, because you've got it pretty much tentatively filled.
Well, they can go ahead and call us. You can call me at 519-721-2905. Or 416-710-5608.
We'll have those numbers on the show notes for today's show. So you can go to radiowaterloo.ca/CCC for CKMS Community Connections. We'll have all the information about the upcoming Can Youth Vote Matter, Can Minority Vote Matter show, as well as contact information for Ayla Abdullah and Ala. And then you'll be able to follow up if you have additional interests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got some music queued up there, Abdullah? Abdullah's at the controls at the moment.
We have Infinite Everything by Missy Bowman.
Oh, very good.
A year later, a year after, do you have regret? I'll wait for these feelings to pass, but they haven't yet. I'm missing home and I see our ghosts stumbling drunk and strange, standing at the edge of our life before they changed. And I said, we don't have to touch to know you is enough. But all our clothes came off in the end. I should quit you too. I just haven't yet.
This was another song called Lana Del Rey by Missy Bowman.
One of the cool things that we're doing here at Community Connections is it's also a training session. We're learning the board all over again. Abdullah hasn't been at the control since, what, May?
Yes.
For the last election, so a little rusty. All right, got some, we've had some music to play. We've had nice political discussions with the Riemann family, Alaa, Ayla, and Abdullah.
Yeah.
But the list of guests, you said you had a list of guests with you, or?
Yes, we have a list of guests already prepared. But I would actually like to know, what have you been doing since we've last seen each other?
I've been sequestered mostly. There's been a pandemic on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't done as much in-studio work here as I'd like to do. So a lot of pre-programmed shows, gathering music from KW musicians, and just having musical shows. The occasional show that I've done remotely, you know, trying to get people to log in via a web conference and capturing that. It's a bit difficult because they don't have all the right equipment at home to do it properly. And so those shows tend to be a little rocky with dropouts and the web conference disappearing and me pushing the wrong button and getting echoes and things like that. So happily, in the post-production, when I'm creating the podcast for this afterwards, I can edit all that stuff out. That sounds really good afterwards. And I don't have to tell anybody about it. Of course, having now just broadcast that on the radio, everybody knows. And you too, you also create the podcast for your show, don't you?
Yes, we would, during the pandemic, we would go into different campaign offices, ask if they would be okay with the radio show. For example, we interviewed Mike Morris, I believe, mm-hmm. and we got the recording done on a small recorder. Later on, we edited it a bit so that it flowed nicely.
Yeah.
And you know what, because as you know, we usually sing on every mm-hmm. episode as well, so we want to make sure all the audio levels are right. So yeah, we did that as well. But you know what? Being in studio is a completely different feel than just having a recorder with you. I think it's often nicer, and it's a lot nicer to be in that kind of space with the candidate as well. I feel like it gets smoother. It's more natural.
Yeah, exactly. It's spontaneous radio. You can't say, oops, I'll take that out later. I might be able to take it out later, but it's already aired on the air.
Exactly.
And that makes for a very realistic feeling, a truly realistic radio show, a realistic experience, because it's all live radio.
Yeah, exactly, and a genuine reaction, which is what we want.
So the recordings will go online, and you put them on Facebook. What's your Facebook page?
We are hashtag CanYouthVoteMatter and hashtag CanMinorityVoteMatter. That's our Facebook page.
Of course. And of course, those links will all be on the show notes page at radiowaterloo.ca/CCC as well.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Got some more music queued up there, Abdullah?
Yeah, we have Neon Souls by Eric Bolton.
Feel like I'm on, but I'm not on time, and it's hard to see.
welcome back. This song was by Eric Bolton. He is from Cambridge. He is a Canadian singer / songwriter and performing as a solo act with an accompanying band, and also a frontman of a rock group, Shy Harry. A few of his main influences are John Mayer, Damien Rice, Alicia Keys, U2, Glenn Hassard, Norah Jones, Beck, Green Big Sea, and Tallest Man on Earth. He was recommended to us by
Missy Bauman that you played earlier. Yep.
Exactly. The next song we will be playing is Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans by Iron Tonic Jazz Band.
Just listening to Iron Tonic Jazz Band, which I believe are local, uploaded by our other CKMS personality, Jeff Steger. I'm not sure if he's involved with the jazz band or not. Find that out from him at some point. He was talking to Alain while the music was playing, and he'd been practicing at the KPL.
Yes. I was just talking to Bob, but the KPL actually has an excellent amount of stuff if you want to come in and learn a new hobby. We already know the guitar, but we've been practicing it quite a bit because we do songwrite and we do play the guitar to those songs. But we wanted to make it go more professional and release our own music because we've been kind of experimental in the past. The KPL has an awesome place called the Hefner Studio, right in the Central Library, where you can also go there and be part of their songwriter circle and their musician circle. Come there, learn a little bit about music, use their recording studios, and honestly, we can't wait to go back there, you know, learn a little more about songwriting, learn a little bit more about song producing, maybe make a few songs of our own, and maybe you'll hear it on CKMS 102.7.
That'd be great. What kind of music have you been playing? What kind of songs?
Recently, I've been really interested in indie and jazz. Something along the lines of like Sasha Sloan, Mac DeMarco. Love that kind of music, and that's what I mostly kind of write. Sort of like not romantic intimate, but a soft kind of intimate feel for our music, and you know, stuff that has like a reliance on acoustic and just like bass line, bass guitar, and bass line for the soft drums.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of jazz music, we could really use a curated jazz program on the radio station as well. Playing lots of jazz, but it's just sort of playing without anybody really telling us about the artist, about the music, about the styles that are being played. So somebody with a bit of knowledge of jazz, if you want a radio program on CKMS, go to the website, radiowaterloo.ca/start-a-show, and click on the big red button in the middle, and you get to be on the air and talk to us about jazz, because we'd love to learn. Got some more jazz queued up there, Abdullah?
Yes, we have Blue Skies by the Iron Tonic Jazz Band.
Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by when you're
this was another song by the Iron Tonic Jazz Band. Like Bob said, it's very local, and we hope to be getting them as well on the radio.
So, just want to thank you folks for coming in. Alaa, Ayla, and Abdullah Rehman. We're doing the Can Youth Vote Matter? Can Minority Vote Matter? Show starting up on Sunday, September the 25th at noon. You'll have guests in, right?
Mm-hmm. Tune in, hear a little bit more about your local candidates. And remember, your vote does matter. It definitely does, and I would love to get a little more voter turnout in the municipal election. That'd be awesome.
Thanks again for coming in. You've been listening to CKMS Community Connections on CKMS FM Radio Waterloo. CKMS Community Connections is sponsored by Radio Waterloo. Executive producer is Jennifer Strong. And associate producers are Jeff Stager, Dylan Bravener, and Steve Todd, who wrote our opening theme music.
If Abdullah wants to find some nice music to take us out, he can play some music till the top of the hour.
The next song we will be playing is Lay Me Down by Sammy Duke.